Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you're born of the Spirit, you're born again, you are a baby.
Yes, sir.
When people get born again, whether they pray with us over the internet or TV or come down to the altar or just stand in the back and pray, how many understand we've had births in this place? And beyond this place, and in the body of Christ, there are births. And when that happens, we got babies. And that's why we talk about, you know, we have guys that do some follow-up and some things, but then we encourage you, help us to check on these babies. Why? Because they're babies. Babies don't do anything for themselves. Do they? And we don't expect them to. You know? We don't just, you know, after the baby's born, go home. And somebody say, where's the baby? I say, well, we expect they'll be along after a while. If there's anything to them, they'll show up. Well, who's going to feed the baby? Well, let him feed himself. I have to feed myself. No. Babies need help. Babies need others to do for them. And you and I need to be ready to step up with spiritual babies, right? Even though they might be in a 50, 60, 70-year-old body, we got to realize they are a brand new baby. We need to help them learn how to pray, help them learn how to believe God, help them learn how to eat, right? We need to help them with everything. And if they don't know they need help like that, well, we need to help them as much as they'll let us anyway. Because they need it. They don't know how. Babies need somebody else to do things for them. I'm so glad I'm not laying in the crib. Amen. Helpless. Amen. Can't change my own pants. Can't put on my own socks. Have to eat whatever somebody sticks in my mouth. I'm glad today. And I can wear whatever britches I want to wear. Put in my mouth what I want to eat. Right? It's good to grow up. And not be completely dependent on somebody else for everything. Spiritual babies look to somebody else for everything. You do my praying for me. You believe for me. You give me the answer. You tell me what to do. You show me. Spiritual babies, they take their problems and they just come throw them on you and go, fix it. Tell me what to do. That describes half the church. I'm talking about in the body of Christ. I wish I could say half, but I think it's way, way, way more than half of the churches in this county and in this state and in this nation. They think that's why they hire pastors. To do their praying for them and their believing for them and all their visitation for them and to do all their ministry for them. So they can do what? Huh? And if they have anything, they want to come dump it on somebody and say, here, fix this. Right? Well, what is that? That's a baby. Well, if you were born again last week, that's okay. We want to help you. And we are. We are continuously. Us, our staff, and you, we are continuously doing things like this. But you need to have discernment, and I need to have discernment, that we don't just continue to do this for 40-year-old babies.
Amen.
I mean, if you're down and got both legs broke and are in traction, and you ask me to come do your laundry and cut your grass, I might. But after you've been healed for 6 months and you want to lay up on the couch and drink iced tea and eat tater chips while I do your laundry. Well, no thanks. I have plenty of stuff to do without doing your stuff. Right? Well, that's real to us in the natural, but it has not been real to us spiritually. I can't even count the times I've had people come to me and go, "Oh, Brother Keith, every time you pray, would you pray for me?" I am not. Every time I pray, I'm going to pray for you. The question is, why? Why? And you ask people, what about? They'll go, "Oh, everything. I just need help. Would you pray for me, Brother King?" Why can't you pray for yourself? And people get insulted when you say that. They'll go, "Watch out, they're tuning up. Watch out. What's you going to have a big choir on your hands?" What do we know we got?
Baby.
We got us a little baby. And that's okay if they just got saved. If they just got saved, you ought not be rough. You ought to go, "That's all right, baby. Yeah, I'll pray for you. Yeah, we'll help you." But when they've been in church for 20 years, can quote as much scripture as you, you need to look up and go, "Pray for yourself. I got plenty to do. I'm serious. Believe for yourself. In fact, won't you help me believe? Put your shoulder to some of this we're dealing with." See, babies live in a small world that they are the center of. I'm going to go over that again real slow. Babies. Now think about it. Think about babies. Laying in the crib. What is their world? What is their world? It's a small world. At the moment, it may be only as big as that crib and whatever mobile is moving over them. Right? Are they aware of the presidency and the government and the economy? Ain't got a clue about none of it. Or what mom and daddy's having to do? Not a clue. They live in a very small, tiny world that they are the center of. Help me, Jesus. Do you understand what our society is like? People will run over you in the stores, in the parking, and not even see you. Right? They will run over you by foot or by car or by grocery shopping cart. They will run over you. Why? And not even know it. Why? They are living in a tiny world that they are the center of. And the only thing they are aware of is what pertains to them. That's a baby. Do you want to be that way?
No.
See, babies will walk into a room and all they think about is what everybody is thinking and doing or not doing about me. I've had people come to me and go, "I went in that room and I think they were all talking about me." I said, "I know those guys and I think they have better things to talk about. I think they have weightier issues on their mind than your little goofy feelings." That's why some people don't like churches like this. They don't want to hear this. They want to go somewhere where they can dump everything in somebody else's lap and the only thing they ever get is a coddle. And no matter what's going on, they can just come running going, and they'll just pat them and burp them and go, "That's all right, baby. Just get it out. Just get it out. Just get it out." And they want to vent. Babies do a lot of venting. I won't go into all that, but they do a lot of venting. And it's not pretty and it's not nice. But they're babies. So we tolerate it and we take care of them. But not for 20 years. After 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, somebody needs to pull up their own pants. Somebody needs to feed theirself. And somebody needs to begin to grow up and take responsibilities in the family and do work and help pull their weight and do jobs. I've had people write us little notes about, well, now not everybody, you know, is going to have to do something in the church. We just feel like we're just supposed to come and sit and learn. The majority of your learning is from doing.
Amen.
Doing.
Amen.
If you're full-time ministry somewhere else and dropping in here on service time to get fed, I understand that. But if you're fishing and playing golf most of the time, and all you're going to do is come in here and sit, that ain't okay.
Amen.
Well, I'll find me somewhere else to go to church. Well, I guess you will. You little baby. But if you're serious about serving God, and you want to lift up your eyes and go, Jesus, I don't want to be a baby all my life. I want to grow up and be like you. I want to grow up and do something in the kingdom like you. Then you're at the right place. You're at the right place. We're going to feed. Yeah, we're going to serve some milk, but we're going to get into some meat. We're going to pull out some big roasts. We're going to pull out some big T-bone steaks. We're going to pull out some big, hallelujah, meat as well. And we're going to eat. And we're going to put some muscle on our bones. And we're going to get some strength. We're going to get some ability. We're going to quit coming and dumping everything on everybody else. We're going to grow up and learn not to burden other people with what we're dealing with when we can deal with it ourselves and take care of it. Instead of burdening other people and asking them to pray for every little thing and fix every little thing for us, we are taking care of ours by the grace of God and now helping somebody else with theirs. Then when we do have people who are legitimately babies, they just got saved, well, plenty of people are able to help them. Instead of everybody trying to help the 20-year-old babies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Babies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603B. That's R1603B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.